Oh, yes. So a voice that you haven't heard on this show for maybe close to half a year now, which is kind of a shame. He is the owner and proprietor of Fancy Schmancy Balloons, which is one of our sponsors. Oh, by the way, reminding you that our sponsors include Fancy Schmancy Balloons for all your party and decorating needs, Hewlett Minuteman Press, the copy kings of Broadway, located on Broadway in Hewlett, Long Island, 10% off for Dave's Gone By listeners, and brought to you by Performing Arts Insider, the Bible of Broadway since 1944, telling you everything you need to know about the stages of New York on Broadway and off. Those are the sponsors. Wanted to get those in there before I forget. And Jeff Goodman, proprietor of Fancy Schmancy Balloons, also a theater critic, also a good friend of mine, and someone who hosted or co-hosted this program for the past year or two, most weeks, when we were back on Long Island Radio. So he's just back from a trip overseas to the Far East. Please welcome my very good friend, Jeff Goodman.
Ah, yes, so you miss me now?
Miss you so much. I've had to do all these, like, almost 10 episodes without you since, I think, May.
I know.
It's so sad. I mean, were you on the Tony show with me back in June?
It was because I was in Thailand.
Right. So you missed that. You missed, like, the last show I did at WGBB.
No, you did some shows after that.
Well, no, I did. That was the last program that we ended up doing at the Long Island radio station before we kind of packed it up and then I moved to Colorado. And then I started doing them only on the internet. So you weren't on any of those. And it's been months, man. I haven't seen you in weeks and weeks. So how are you?
I'm fine.
You sound great. Now, even though you should, by all rights, be incredibly jet-lagged.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Well, where were you?
I've been to Thailand and Singapore.
Ooh. Now, these are places you've actually been before.
Yes.
So what number visit was this for you to Thailand?
Probably, I think it was like 10 or maybe 12.
Really?
Yeah.
So you go two or three times a year, that's right?
Well, now I do.
When you first went.
It started, I went every other year, and then every year, and then twice a year. This is the first year I went three times.
Wow. What is it about Thailand that so draws you there and intrigues you? It can't be the weather.
Well, it is hot.
Yeah.
And humid. But at some places it's beautiful, the weather. But Bangkok is hot and humid. But it's more the people. I just love the people of Thailand. I love, it's such a beautiful country. And I have lots of friends there now.
That's true. Listen, I mean, over the times that you've gone there, between the people who are guiding you and the people that you got to meet, you know, now they become old friends.
They like me. They really, really like me.
I don't know why. I have
me
no
neither.
Clue. So what do you get, though, out of Singapore? How is that different?
Oh, well, what had happened is my friends wanted to go to Singapore.
Uh-huh.
They had never been to Singapore. And I was having a birthday. So they said, one of the guys, he works for the Novotel chain of hotels, and he says, why don't we celebrate your birthday in Singapore? I said, okay.
Yeah.
And he got a whole mess of rooms at, like, no cost.
Whoa.
And we all went to Singapore.
Well, what do you do in Singapore?
You tour. You see the Fountain of Wealth.
What is the Fountain of Wealth, and where can I find it?
It is in Suntec City. It is a fountain that goes inward upon itself. So, and it's water flow. It's like, you know, with the feng shui and the water.
Oh, yeah.
You know, water is good for money. And, of course, we went to the Esplanade, which is beautiful.
Cool.
You know, and they had... The Esplanade has what I call the Dorian, because it's a building that is actually shaped like a Dorian, which is a big smelly fruit out there.
Oh, I know the Dorians. Yes, they had those in Aruba.
Yeah.
They were stinky as hell.
And
yeah.
It's shaped like a Dorian. And it's so funny because it's a big smelly fruit, and it's like the Performing Arts Center. So there's some big smelly fruits inside.
no explanations necessary. Thank you.
Oh, you're funny.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jeff Goodman. Oh, well, that sounds like a wonderful time. And having been to Thailand then so many times before this, did you do anything different this time?
Well, this time I spent a little time in Bangkok, and then I went to Pattaya for the first time in about 5 years. Which is actually a two and a half hour drive from Bangkok, and it's like a beach community.
Oh, okay.
And it's nice, and it's actually cleaning up its act, because it used to be too much all about the sex trade, and I really didn't like it, but...
Sure you didn't, Jeff. Sure you didn't.
No, I really don't.
Okay.
Enough already. you would get tired of it, too. It's just like, it's too much in your face, you know?
Well, it doesn't have to be in my face. It can be elsewhere on me, but...
Okay, well, you're walking down any street. Hello, welcome, come on in.
That actually sounds like Loveland, Colorado. No.
Oh.
It does not.
Oh, did you move into the red light district there?
No, I don't know if there is a red light district. Actually, there is. There's one dirty book magazine video store, now, at least one that I passed, that's literally on the borderline of the town. All the way on the east side, kind of like literally near the railroad tracks. But it's not a district. It's a building. It's like they have a red light store.
And they have a 64-year-old woman in ripped stockings going, come on, honey, want to go take mama for a ride?
I wish. I'd be there every day, let me tell you. That's my B. Arthur complex. Oh, yeah. Because if you can't be good, be Arthur. But, I don't know.
Well, there's a t-shirt, strangely. You should say that. There's a t-shirt from Pattaya that says, good boys go to heaven, bad boys go to Pattaya.
Oh. But you said that it's a little better now. So now the hookers are on every other block, or what?
It has... It's cleaned up a little bit, and also it's... I went to a different section.
Yeah.
Which is not quite as... as rampant.
Okay.
Like when I went, I actually rented someone's condo.
Condo or condom?
No, condo.
Okay. All right. I don't know how clean they are over there. Maybe, you know, for 25 cents you can rent somebody's condom, half used, you know. You turn it inside out, it's still...
I don't even talk to you when you get like that. I feel like I have to be like your parents at this point. David, please.
So, all right, you rented a condo in Pattaya.
Condo, and it was beautiful. I had a pool, you know,
ooh,
gigantic pool.
Yeah.
it was me and the millions of other non-Thai people who were there.
Okay.
And it was just lovely. And I walked on the beach, and it was, you know, I got massages every day.
I'm sure you did.
It was brilliant. And they had a wonderful show there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had a wonderful cabaret show where the cabarets in both Bangkok and Pattaya are always in the gay district, of course, and sometimes they're ladyboys and they're just regular dancers, and they have a new show like every night.
Whoa.
They lip sync to songs, and they make up these great, wonderful costumes and all these dances, and it's just terrific.
This is not, though, the theater show, or is it?
No.
You also went to see a show in an actual theater-type theater.
In Bangkok.
Yeah.
Bangkok is finally waking up to the world of musical theater.
Okay.
And last time I was there, I saw their first attempt of an original musical.
Uh-huh.
I think it was called Ma Na or Na Ma.
And we talked about it on the air. I'm not remembering
that. There was a woman who... died, and then she is a ghost, and I don't know, it's a whole big but a very famous Toy Story.
And remember the hit song from that show, Mana Mana Do 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 Mana Mana Do Do Do. Okay, so
anyway, but that show turned out to be okay, because my friends explained to me what the story was about, and I kind of followed it. It had nice music, and it had wonderful talent in it. And I was okay, so this time he goes, oh, we're going to see another show. And I said, okay, great. He says, don't worry, it's called Breathe the Musical.
breathe?
I said, okay.
Okay.
He goes, don't worry, there's no book. It's like a Mamma Mia, or, you know, just
Moving Out or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a jukebox musical. It's all this one guy's music who writes the Thai love songs, and there's not much of a story to it.
Okay.
And you'll enjoy it. I said, okay. Now, the one thing my friend Pop does is he ends up buying his tickets first. So then when he goes, and then he asks me, do I want to go? Which I didn't think he did this time, but he did it to me again. And, of course, so his seats are nowhere close to where I'm sitting.
Oh, okay.
I'm sitting in the middle of, you know, Thai people I don't know. And it's a lovely theater, but still, I'm in the middle of somebody I don't know. And he's told me, okay, this musical, I don't have to know anything. It's just there. It's just going to be music. And it opens up, and I get the fact that there's hourglasses, and I think, oh, this is the gates of heaven or something.
Yeah.
He's talking to these people who are not there, so I'm assuming they're the spirits that he's talking to, and he seems to want to get out of heaven for some reason. And I got it all right, believe me.
Oh, okay, good.
You know, because sometimes, actually, you don't have to know the words to figure out what a musical's about.
Now, let me ask you, how big was that theater? Is it like
The theater is like a 3,000-seat theater. It's beautiful and huge.
Just so people know, a Broadway theater can be anything from about 499 seats, generally up to, what is the biggest one is what, 1,500?
Urs and the Urs.
There's no way.
The Gershwin I think the Gershwin is over 2,000.
No. I don't think there's any Broadway theater over 2,000 seats. I don't think so.
Oh, really?
I could be wrong about that, but that's what I'm saying. It's almost double what a Broadway theater would be.
Well, no, then maybe this is about 2,000.
Oh, okay.
It's about the size of the Gershwin, maybe a little bit larger.
Okay, cool. How are the sight lines? I mean,
gorgeous. They're wonderful, and the sound system is amazing.
Mm.
It's just top notch.
Well, let me ask you, when you were in this 2,000 seat theater, seeing this, it had just opened?
Yes. Yeah.
How full or empty would you say the house was?
Oh, the house was pretty full on this one. Well, because it was in Thai, it wasn't in English, because
right.
They've had Chicago there, and they had Mamma Mia there.
And how did they do?
They did pretty well.
Oh, okay, cool.
So he tells you there's nothing, and I get the first part.
Yeah.
But then I think it's time's going forward, and it turns out it's a flashback. And then my problems began. But it opens up, and there's a nice little song, and I'm going, okay, this is nice. And then they have a little dialogue, and there's another song. And then there was about half an hour of dialogue, and then I'm really lost. You know? And I'm telling you, it was more than half dialogue. It was not... It needed to be cut. The musical ended up being like 3.5 hours, by the way.
No! 3.5 hours?
And the good 2 hours of it was dialogue. And repeating, one song was reprised. Had to be 5 songs.
Oh, you poor bastard. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Anyway, and I didn't know what was going on.
Right, of course.
And I'm going, who is this? I don't know who these people are. And it turns out one's his sister. But it just got so confusing that at the end of the first act, the intermission, I almost killed Pop. Because I'm just sitting in the middle and no one can tell me what's going on because I don't know who's sitting around me.
Oh, by the way, speaking of, just to let people who are listening know what's going on, Pop is not your father.
Oh, that's right. Pop is my friend.
That's his name. His nickname.
Actually, in his 30s.
and the cool thing is all your friends in Thailand have names like this because they figure Americans can't.
They have Western nicknames.
Right, like?
Because you can't pronounce the regular names. Pop's full name is Thanachai.
Which is actually very pronounceable, you know.
Sort of.
It's the same amount of syllables as Barbara. You know,
yeah.
Or Michigan.
Guess, but anyway, but there's Pop, there's Nun, there's Nit, there's Wit, there's my new best friend is Sit.
See, wait. You have a Nun, a Nit, a Wit, and a Sit?
Yes.
Did the Nun call the witness the Sit a Nitwit or something like that? I don't know.
I know. And then there's like an O and a B.
No, wait a minute. Are these their actual nicknames for all Americans or just for you?
These are nicknames. These are Americanized nicknames. And I had a travel agent named Porn.
No.
Yeah.
Where did he get that name? Does that mean somebody else over there? Well, no, it must not.
It doesn't mean anything over there. But, and then I had the guy who drove me to the airport last time. I swear to God, his boss made his name up, and I said, do not use that. He gave me a card. He said, ask for Mr. Donkey.
Mr. Donkey, huh?
Yeah.
Well, if Mr. Donkey and Mr. Porn got together, that would be something interesting, I guess. Just again, to clue people in, even Les Miserables, which is one of the longest musicals ever on Broadway, even before they cut it, it ran 3 hours and 14 minutes. It was shorter than the thing you sat through in Thailand by about 15 minutes.
This was something, you know, this was the first performance of it, and, you know.
Oh, wait, it was the first preview?
No. I mean, it was the first time they performed it, and they still don't know exactly how to do the whole thing, you know?
They have the tech, but they don't have the...
They have the tech, but they don't have the artistic, you know, thing of it. And plus, I guess the guy who wrote all the songs wanted all of his songs in there. They had some really great moments on stage.
You know the
really
budgets?
Great moments, and then some just... miserably boring stuff. Like, he comes back and he tells everyone, and he's just a nice, nice guy because he tries to help everyone get on with everything. But he had to come back to his girlfriend twice. I mean, the poor girlfriend, she's his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then she starts dating this other guy who comes to her house or something and has an asthma attack and he dies.
Wait. There's an asthma attack on stage?
Yeah.
Well, that's... How do they do that? That's fantastic. How do they do that? He just like...
So he dies, but then comes back from the dead. Because he had the other boyfriend who told him it wasn't his time yet, I guess, or something.
Oh, I'm sorry. You lost me there at the... it was worth sitting through 3.5 hours to watch someone have an asthma attack in a big splashy musical. What a way to go. Oh.
Yeah, his attack died and came back.
Did they have to sing while having the attack?
Oh, no. But he was just covered with a sheet for a while on stage.
One singular sensation.
No.
Every little breath I take. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
All right, enough of this show. Enough.
Okay.
But that was obviously not the best part of your trip to...
No, but it was, I have to tell you that in this this department store, the shopping mall, next to the theater is an indoor ice skating rink in Thailand.
Oh, cool, okay.
Which was quite...
Well, it would kind of have to be indoor in Thailand.
Yeah, well, considering it's like 1,000 degrees outside, yeah.
I'm serious.
It's interesting they have that. You know, and in Singapore, which that is actually on the equator, they have a winter world. Well, you can actually get, it snows all the time.
Well, you know what happened with Thailand? Used to actually have an outdoor skating rink, and 3 Polish hockey teams died there, so.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway.
Drowned, that was the word, drowned.
I don't even understand what you're saying.
You understand that very well. You know exactly what the joke is.
I know.
All right, you tell me if you understand this joke. My wife, this one over my wife's head. Or so she said, and then she acknowledged that she did get the joke, she just didn't find it funny and wanted to torture me. All right.
Okay.
Why, I mean, yes, this is racist and offensive and horrible, but why do Polish cemeteries bury their dead with their asses sticking up out of the ground?
So there's some place to plant the flowers?
Cute and very close. No, so the mourners have a place to park their bicycles.
Oh, horrible.
I love that joke. I've loved that joke for years. But Joyce is looking at me like she had me explain it to her. And then she said, no, I got it, Dave. I just wanted to torture you by making you explain the joke to me.
I would have done that. I was actually planning on doing that, but I said, Michael wasn't making you explain the horrible joke on the radio.
I love that.
Not on the radio as it is.
No, on the web, on the...
On the radio-less web.
So, Jeff, now that you're back on Long Island, What are your plans for, like, Thanksgiving and the holidays and the rest of the year?
I plan to go to Thanksgiving to one of my, this family who always has me over for Thanksgiving.
Very nice.
And then I'm going to Vegas.
So one place you go to even more often than Thailand.
That's right.
Now, be honest, have you, if you were to tally up all the times that you went to Las Vegas, did you lose thousands? Tens of thousands, hundreds. I mean, how did you make out?
Not even hundreds yet.
Really? You end up?
Because I just recently started on the Vegas kick.
Yeah. Okay.
And I just started Vegas sizing.
But you don't. I mean, you don't pay for huge bucks, but you do play for more than like I ever would. I mean, you'll play like a $50 table or something like that.
Oh no, I don't do that. I like to play. I play Paiga, which is a slow game. And if I play, you know, blackjack, I'd like to find a $5 or $10 table.
So you can go for like 2 hours and maybe drop $100 kind of thing.
Oh yeah, well you can drop $100 in 10 minutes.
Oh okay, well, but maybe you do okay. You do well enough that you've only lost a few hundred, even after all these times that you.
Well, no, sometimes I do badly and sometimes I do better.
Okay.
But let's put it all in. All the times, I think maybe only once or twice I've come home ahead.
Hmm.
That's why they give me the free rooms.
Well, yeah. If you think of it as a vacation and you deduct what a hotel would normally cost and the free food probably that you get, you know, that has to be...
It works itself out because the casinos will offer you all these free rooms and then you can take that money that you would have spent at the room and you can gamble with it and have fun.
Yeah, which of course they take into consideration, but it's good to keep
right.
in mind. Anyway, Jeff Goodman, great to hear you sounding so great. Glad you had a wonderful time on your trips. Wishing you happy, healthy holidays, a great fall and holiday season, and come back soon to the neighborhood.
Well, if you call, I'll be on.
You got it, man.
You know me. I'm always there.
I know.
I'm a partial... I'm going to buy a condo in the neighborhood.